888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is, of course, Bob Chapman. We're talking about, I mean, the incredible things are happening. Certainly the dollar has fallen. It was down to about 72, 71 in reference to the basket of currencies, and now it's gone up to 76. And faced with the insolvency of our government, faced with the threatening bankruptcy of many of the major corporations here, we're talking about General Motors, we're talking about Ford, we're talking about Chrysler, we're talking about many of our financial institutions that are just plain insolvent, facing, you know, the bankruptcy of many of our home building and manufacturing concerns here in the United States, the dollar is going up. It just doesn't make any sense. Unless you understand that everything, of course, is manipulated. They lie to us about inflation. They lie to us about unemployment. They certainly are manipulating the value of the dollar up. But in the final analysis, of course, every fiat money system that has existed for the last 2,500 already more than that, probably 2,500 years anyway, has eventually collapsed, and ours is in the process of collapsing. In fact, the whole world is collapsing financially, and suddenly the dollar is rallying. What sort of madness is that, Bob?
Well, if you remember 3 weeks ago, the Treasury Secretary Paulson said, we'll do what we have to do to the dollar to make the system work. And what he was telling other insiders was that what we're going to do is going to take the dollar up. And they took it up. There's a lot of sellers out there. There's an awful lot of dollars out there. And I don't think they can take it too much further. And I think that they coordinated with the downdraft in commodities, which shouldn't have, but did spread into the precious metals. The precious metals hadn't gone up that much. Particularly gold and silver. I know that platinum and palladium had an unusual rally because of the cutback in production in South Africa to about 85 to 90%, because they have a power problem and will have a power problem for the next 5 years at least. And so when you have these things confluencing together, they can get away with things they couldn't otherwise. And so I think the dollar rally is close to being over. I think the correction in commodities and gold and silver are close to being over. That strong dollar has made the stock market stronger than it might have been otherwise. I think the interpretation in the professional community regarding the non-increase in interest rates by the European Central Bank and the Bank of England last Thursday is an interpretation that they won't be raising rates at all. I challenge that in as much as they could. We have to see what they're willing to admit to inflation-wise in Central Europe. But it's not a bullish event for the dollar, because they're not going to raise rates. I mean, the dollar has a whole set of problems that nobody else has. And yes, the European economy is going into recession. I think it's already in recession. And they're going to have a difficult time, but so isn't everybody. And so I can't see taking the euro from 160 approximately down below 150 in a 2 to 3 week period. And so it's all very unusual and, as you said, manipulative. And yes, it is, and particularly with the dollar. It's easy for them to take the dollar up for a short period of time, because central banks, all they have to do is print their own currency and buy dollars with it, and that makes the dollar go up. And foreign nations have been doing that for a long time anyway, because they wanted to keep their currencies cheap versus the dollar so that they would be trade competitive. And, of course, it's cheating, because it makes U.S. goods and has made U.S. goods very expensive. And so I think we're getting close to the end of the correction. It's something that we shouldn't have had, but we did. It's something we have to live with. For those people who are long gold and silver-related assets at higher prices, if you have money, you got to be a buyer here. And for those of you who haven't gone in, it's a good spot to do so. I think that we're looking at a, what was it, a 80-point drop in gold in a little over 2 weeks. And that's very unusual. Incidentally, the last three times that this happened, we had a short support period, and gold went to much higher prices than it had been corrected from. And if you look at the charts on gold long term, you will see that we're in a reverse head and shoulders, and this reconfirmation of support should send a breakout and a eventual spike upward, which should happen before the end of the year, to a higher high than we made not too long ago at 1033.
Well, I think it's very interesting that over there in Vietnam, where they have about a 25% inflation rate, why, of course, the people there were frantically buying gold. The government actually cut off all gold imports because they didn't want people buying gold. But I'm sure that they'll find other means of getting it. They'll have to smuggle it. I mean, the one thing governments hate is anything that gives stability to currency, because, of course, they don't want any stability. They want to destroy the value of the holdings of the people that they work for through the inflationary process. In fact, as Alan Greenspan said in his classic article in 1966, gold is the only means that you can protect your wealth, and that's why they really don't want the American people to have it. Fascinating article, Gold and Freedom. Gold and Freedom, you'll find it up on the Internet. Read it through several times, or actually you can read my summary of it in my newsletters or in our little pamphlet entitled The Financial Meltdown. You need to understand what Alan Greenspan believes. He believes, of course, gold is the very foundation of any currency system, and I think that he set out and has done a real good job in destroying the one we have now. He's either the greatest hero or the greatest villain of all time. I haven't decided which, but under any circumstances, he orchestrated the destruction of our financial system.
Well, and I really, agree with that. He is responsible. Whether he made the decision or was told to make the decision is irrelevant. That's a giant sellout of the American people. And he deserves your title for him. One of the interesting things here is, you know, we have another war going in Georgia. And, you know, historically, that has affected markets usually quite profoundly when you have warfare. And it didn't affect gold and silver as at all, when historically it has in a big way. And it just goes to show you the financial dislocation that's going on in the world. And it's caused by all of these derivatives and other things in the marketplace that override historic events. And I think as the market in the stock market and in the economy continue to come unglued, that we'll see added strength in commodities as well as gold and silver. And I believe that there'll be a giant launching once the derivative problem gets really bad. It hasn't got bad at all yet. And even though the credit crisis is no better than it was a year ago, we're still looking at a long, long way to go with write-offs and bankruptcies and dislocations and tremendous losses being taken. And that is part and parcel of this new economic and financial world that we live in.
You know, it's so interesting. I was reading a recent article in the New York Times, and it sounded just like you did about 9 months ago, talking about, you know, how this whole scenario with the collateralized debt obligations was going to unravel, and how, first of all, it would be the subprime, would go down, the subprime loans, and then it would be the Alt-A loans, and then it would be the prime loans. In other words, the AAA-rated loans, where you have people, you know, who really could afford to buy a house and put something down on it, but with the value of the house falling, and of course, perhaps they've lost their job, or maybe they haven't even lost their job. They're still underwater. They're still paying on a mortgage that's worth far more than the house is. And a lot of them, they're anticipating, just as you said, that these people eventually are going to walk away from their homes. And, of course, there are going to be more and more and more homes on the market. And, of course, driving the price of homes down ever further. So I thought that really was, I thought of you when I read that article in the New York Times. Bob was right on again.
Well, unfortunately, that's so. And I'm going to be right on this gold and silver as well. I've been in that market for almost 50 years, and I know what they're up to, and they are not going to be successful. All they're doing is extending and elongating the period of time before we have deflation. And in that ensuing period, we're already in hyperinflation at 13.25%, and we'll be at 15% before the year is out. And they're now talking about the Fed being able. And they've talked about this before, but it seemed to be off the table for the public. And what they're doing here is going to allow interest to be paid on balances that the Fed is holding for others. And that would give the Fed another opportunity to sort of secretly increase monetary reserves. By doling this money out in the form of interest to those who have balances with the Fed. And it's just another subterfuge that would normally show up in an M3, but won't because we don't have M3. You know, we have a few people, John Williams and Goldseek and myself, I don't know of any others, who are doing estimates on M3.
Pull that thought, Bob, we'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove those small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 11, 2008. Gold opened at $855.30. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $880.57, $433.85 for half ounce, and $216.93 for quarter ounce. That's $880.57, $433.85, $216.93.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, Dr. Stan here. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's happening financially, and certainly as we look and see what's happening to General Motors, what's happening to Ford, we see what's happening to Chrysler. Even Toyota is having difficulty selling products in this country because we're moving into a recession. You go to many of the stores, they're just not as crowded as they were. Many of the big box stores are really losing money this year. Certainly the hedge funds are down. So many of our banks are really insolvent, but they're using creative means of evaluating their bottom line, of course, because they do not want people to know what's going on there. Freddie Gettie runs on the banks. We've already had a couple, and I feel that a lot more banks are going to go down. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, the government tells us that they expect 150 to 300 over the next year and a half. And they usually underestimate things like that. So let's hang on 300 for openers, and goodness knows what's going to happen after the election. A lot of things are being put off, and you know, that's why we're having the market manipulations that you see, although they have been aided by events that helped government and Wall Street affect what they wanted to do, because commodities were overpriced on a short to intermediate term basis. But what you say is so about consumption. It's happening all over the world. It's just not in the United States, and it's in Europe and Asia, and you know, all those figures are in the international forecaster every week. And so the whole world is turning down, because the giant engine, the United States, is turning down. We've been in recession for a year and a half. And our government in Wall Street, the banking community, just refuses to tell anybody the truth about anything. And you pointed that out earlier in the program. And so I believe that they're going to continue to try to play this game. But the figures are going to surmount that. Now, one of the things I think that they're going to do, on September 15th, Congress comes back, and I think they're going to immediately, because the Democrats want it as well as the Republicans, particularly incumbents of all kinds, they want to have a second stimulus package. And this time, I think it'll be somewhere between $350 and $500 billion. And so that, again, will temporarily put off a crisis, just before the election, of course. And besides that, it'll save Christmas. Unfortunately, it'll be extremely inflationary, because it means that the immediate monetization of the money that's being doled out, which is being printed out of thin air. And so they're just compounding the problem. But other than that, sales will continue to drop. I think after the first of the year, it'll be like they fell off a cliff.
But, Bob, where are they going to get the money for this stimulus? You know, the government doesn't have the money. They're having to borrow it every...
They might even do it off budget. I mean, they just don't care anymore. They don't care about the system or anything else. It's only their own survival.
They can't survive.
The things that we're faced with here, we've got a credit crisis that's over a year old. It's worse now than before. You get negative short-term interest rates. You get excessive money growth of around 17%. You still have reckless credit expansion among the banks and companies. And there's insufficient reserves by government to do this, but they're doing it anyway. And, yes, there's been a recent liquidation of some leverage, but I don't think it's all been liquidated. So we've got a long, long way to go here. And then you talk about bankruptcies, not only by individuals and corporations, but you're talking about banks as well, credit unions. Some of them are in trouble already. There were four of them cited in the journal here. I can't remember whether it was Friday or today. And, you know, the beat goes on. It's just getting worse, not better. And it's not something I like to have to tell you, because I'd like to tell you that maybe because the economy was wonderful, you should buy General Motors. Well, that's not the case. The economy is terrible. It's been coming for years. And we shorted, or recommended a short on General Motors at around $35 a share. And it's going to go a lot lower. In fact, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler will all go bankrupt.
Well, I think we're living in very, very difficult times, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to start making your preparations. And when we get back, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman and get his views on what's going on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they went in for purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Bob Chapman. And Bob, we have, of course, Richard calling from Oregon. But before we take Richard's call, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a free copy of the International Forecaster and maybe go ahead and subscribe as I do.
The Forecaster is published twice a week by email. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 30 pages each time. And it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We also have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet, and that's published twice a month as well. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to our site on the Internet, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. If you'd like to email us, our email address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. We've got Richard calling from Oregon. Hi, Richard. How are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks very much for calling. What part of Oregon do you live in?
Well, the Portland area.
Okay, fine. Do you listen to our Saturday program there?
I've known about it for many years. I'm usually busy on Saturday,
okay,
though.
Okay, well, that's fine. You don't get any demerits for not listening, but as long as you're listening to this one. Anyway, why don't you have a question for our guest?
Well, I do. I just wanted to say, though, Dr. Stan, I've listened to your show for a long time. I think it's fantastic, and it's been a real education for me.
Well, that's what it's really all about. I mean, I'm trying to get you educated so that when I'm not here, you'll be able to keep educating people about what's really going on and why we're losing our freedom. But thanks very much for your words of encouragement.
Well, I did have a question for Bob. I've been, I went ahead and got an ETF. It's the SKF, which is twice the inverse of the Dow Jones U.S. Financial Index. It's SKF, and I'm just wondering, do you think that's a good thing to do, to buy that, or?
Well, have you bought it already?
Well, I already have. I've already taken a huge hit on it because my timing is
And you're still long on it.
I'm still long, yeah.
Yeah, I would take another position. I would short. I would go long again. And the reason why is the rally that you see taking place in the financials is just a phony baloney rally. And I would, you know, personally, if I was in your position, that's what I'd do. I would take another position in addition to one you already have.
I think that's good. Just don't let them psych you out. Remember, for instance, they're playing games with your mind. They're trying to frighten you to death. And suddenly you've taken a terrible hit on it. But fortunately, I mean, it's not like a margin call. You don't have to meet it. Just hang in there and be patient. You call us back in about 2 months and tell us what's happened. And I bet by then you'll have recovered your money. And I think Bob's right. If I had any money right now, which I don't have for investment, because we put it all into what we do here, but if I had any money, boy, I would be getting into it, something like that right now, because there's only one direction it can eventually go, and that's up. So, I mean, don't let them play games with your mind. Don't let them panic you. You know, don't let them get to the point where you can't sleep at night, because remember what guides the stock market is greed and fear. And, boy, when they get you fearful, they'll wipe your eyes psychologically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking that eventually it's going to come back, just like you were saying. So I just have to be patient, and I'm sure it's going to be a good investment over the long term. The reason I was asking, though, is I was thinking in terms of individual stocks, like Bob has in his newsletter. I know there's a couple of banks in there to short, and I'm just wondering if an SKF is better than individual stocks, because then
The individual ones better. I don't like the ETFs. And if you have a copy of our short positions, you might want to use one of them. And if you want any help with it, all you have to do is email me and tell me a time and give me a phone number, and I'll call you.
Okay.
And
we can talk
about it further. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I sure appreciate all the help, and I'll have to look over your list then and see what happens.
But these are the times that are going to try men's souls, believe me. It's going to be very tough just to sit there and see it going down, but they can do whatever they want to. But sooner or later, they're going to have to get back through a gold-backed currency, or the whole thing's going to collapse.
Yep.
Okay,
well,
God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, when you're in the stock market and you see your stock drop day after day after day after day, pretty soon they psych you out, and then you sell it, and the next day it goes back up again. If your position is right, take it. And if you're in a stock, and you know, certainly you ought to have stop losses in there initially. But you know, and as it's going up, put in your stop losses too, so that you preserve your product, your profit. There are all sorts of ways really to play the system. But remember, it's all crooked. It's all manipulated. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Our number 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's really going on as far as the markets are concerned. The commodities certainly are beginning to fall a little bit, of course, but they really faced with a war in the Crimea and the Caucasus area. There certainly ought to be a gigantic jump in gold and silver, and that's what they're anticipating, that you'll think. That's why a lot of people went long on the market, and they shorted them. Of course, they go on margin. And then, of course, you start getting these margin calls from a fellow who sounds like an undertaker, and he says, you're going to have to come up with $50,000 a day, or we're going to sell your position out. You'll lose everything you have. So you come up with $50,000, and a few days later he comes in and says, you're going to have to come up with $75,000 more. And eventually they just psych you, don't they, Bob?
They certainly do. And it's something that you have to overcome. 98% of the people in the market who are not professionals should not be trading the market. And that's why you've got to find a trend, go long, and stay long. And there'll be a time to sell. There'll be a time to switch horses, too. But that's the way to approach it. And if you don't, you're going to get scared out of your stocks or commodities, whatever. I mean, that liquidation of 200,000-odd contracts is a good example of professional speculators getting scared out. And we keep on saying in the publication, why don't these people buy puts to protect their position? They don't do it. And they get killed all the time. I just don't know what's going through their heads. It's so simple. And, of course, with the public, you're seeing the same thing. There was a real quality producing gold silver mining company today that traded, I think it might be a record number of shares. And the stock was down about $3, and it was down less than a dollar on the day on that tremendously high volume, which tells me there could have been climax selling. We'll know over the next few days. But who was selling? Well, professionals, but the public as well. Who was buying? Other professionals for the most part. And that's what happens. People get scared out of their positions. You know, nothing has changed fundamentally in the gold-silver picture, nor in the picture regarding the dollar, the American economy, the world economy, the credit crisis, and on and on and on. Nothing has changed. And so when you have corrections like this, you be a buyer, because they're false corrections.
And it's the oldest game in the world. Of course, the way it's played is you lose, we win. That's the way they play this game. And there really are professionals in there. They manipulate the markets. But, of course, they're working hand in glove with the people who control the markets, and so nothing is ever done to them. And Goldman Sachs has how many? I mean, hundreds of thousands of short contracts there. And, of course, who represents Goldman Sachs at the government? Why, Henry Paulson, the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, is the Secretary of the Treasury. So you can be sure that when they're doing dishonest things, why, there'll be no repercussions.
That's right. And, you know, years ago it was Dylan Reed, if you remember back then.
Right.
And
yeah.
They no longer in business. But all of that was absorbed into and through J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Lehman Brothers. And that's why they're trying so desperately to keep Lehman afloat rather than let them go under the way that they assassinated Bear Stearns, because Lehman's one of the owners of the Federal Reserve System. And so, you know, there's reasons for everything that they do. And if you know what the game is about, you get a good chance of being a winner. And the public doesn't know what the game's about. And a lot of the professionals don't either. And so that's why they lose money from time to time.
And they really don't understand that a lot of this has to do with destruction of the value of our currency. And that's, of course, how you take people in and you get them to buy insurance policy. You get them to buy, invest in hedge funds. And, of course, a lot of the pension funds are investing in hedge funds, and they're having a real bad time. But as the value of the dollar, you know, declines, while you may get your money out of the pension fund, you just won't buy much of anything. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all. And most people don't even understand the degree of inflation that's going on today. And we hear that the Fed may become concerned about inflation one of these days and raise the interest rates. They should have been panicked a long time ago and done what Paul Volcker did back in the 1979 and 18, and that has dramatically increased the interest rate so it's up higher than the rate of inflation. But since they can't admit that inflation is running 13%, they're going to have to get interest rates up to 15 to 17%, but if they do that, they'll close down the entire economy. So they're walking a tightrope, and I very much fear that they're going to fall off very soon and take with that the savings, the life efforts, you know, of the average American.
You're right, and particularly hurt will be the older people, because they can't replace income or retirement if they're no longer working. And once you're older and you get out of the workforce, nobody certainly wants to hire you. There's many, many people today who are in their 70s who are doing jobs, part-time jobs usually, and we all know what the kind of jobs they are. And it's tragic, and it's going to get a heck of a lot worse. I mean, even if you got savings, and what are they going to pay you, 2%? Is it hardly worth it? Why? Because they have negative interest rates. They're artificially holding them down so that the economy doesn't collapse. And I think the economy is more than the old, is worth more than the old people in this country. And, of course, you and I both know if they thought they could get away with it, they'd do away with us.
Well, that time may come. But you see, if you have an inflation rate of, say, 13%, you're getting maybe 3% interest, while you're losing 10% of the value of your money every year. And not only that, but they're going to charge you income tax on that 3% that you're making. So you're really going behind all the time. No better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. They're in the process of doing it, but it's not the communists that are doing it. It's the people, certainly in New York City, who control our privately owned central bank, formed, of course, to enrich by the bankers for the purpose of enriching the bankers and impoverishing the people. And this is the end of the cycle, and they're going to come out like smelling like a rose, and of course, most of our people, tragically, are going to lose most of what they've worked their whole life for. They'll have the same number of dollars. They just won't buy much of anything. Well, certainly, we see inflation in Europe. We see inflation in China, 25% inflation in Vietnam. What's it running over in China? What's happening? I understand that the Chinese stock market is really, really, really beginning to take. Is it, what, down 50%?
Yeah, it did. And inflation's running around approximately 18%. I just saw their PPI figures today, and that's the wholesale increase in prices, and that's running 10% monthly. I mean, this is something else. And on top of that, China has had price controls on a number of items for some time, and someday those price controls are going to have to come off, and the prices are going to go up to a level that they would have gone up to anyway. So price controls don't work. We're seeing the same thing in Latin America today. Those countries have been doing the same thing. And the politicians don't care. They're just fooling the public for a while. They're really only fooling themselves. And so it's not a good thing to do to suppress prices, and it's certainly not a good thing to do to create inflation, and it's not going to work.
Well, of course, you know, if people learn history, they don't teach you in school, but about somewhere between 300 and 310 A.D., the Roman Empire, the Roman emperor, a man named Diocletian, you know, trying to fight the inflation that he himself and his predecessors had created, actually imposed wage and price controls. It was a capital offense to sell anything, you know, for more than the price control. This that we're talking about, you know, 1,700 years ago. And it didn't work for Diocletian. In fact, the only thing he really did worthwhile was to split the Roman Empire into the eastern Byzantine part and the western part, which collapsed, you know, within 100 years just from financial mismanagement. And what did Diocletian do? He retired and went off to raise cabbages. I mean, he realized there was just no way he could control the market. And, of course, the government had to get more and more ruthless. I mean, what's worse than being killed for selling something? Well, I can't imagine what it would be. But they, even with capital punishment for not going along with wage and price controls, they didn't work in Rome. Look it up in the dictionary. Look it up in the encyclopedia. Diocletian, D-I-O-C-L-E-T-I-A-N, I believe is the spelling, but Diocletian, read about it, understand there's nothing new under the sun. People are as gullible today, and rulers are as wicked today as they were there at 300 A.D.
Well, we have our own crop today.
I noticed you wrote something about the Lombard, of something in the 1300s, why they tried a system like that.
The Lombard system collapsed in Venice. And it was a major event, which was accompanied by the year of the plague. And so not only did half the people in Europe die, the rest of them went broke. And the people were so disturbed about it that they threw the bankers out of the country and never to return.
And the same thing happened in Florence a few hundred years later. So there's nothing new under the sun, is there, Bob?
No.
Hey, look, we got a program. I think it's tonight, if not tonight, tomorrow night. Anyway, God bless you. Bob, let's get your telephone number off one more time.
800-375-4844. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. Well, Dr. Stan back here. And have you ever wondered why it is that people who live along the shores of the Mediterranean Sea live a lot longer than their fellow countrymen in France and in Italy? Well, a lot of people have felt that really the reason they live longer is because they drink red wine. And red wine is effective because it has a compound called resveratrol. It's a master molecule that really regulates hundreds of other genes in the human body and seems to provide longevity and far better health. At least this is what some people believe. And so Barbara and I have taken it for many years. We take a product called Longevinex, contains resveratrol, and we're in pretty good shape, all in all. And basically, we'd wanted to market it, so the producer actually made an offer. And that's what he'll do. He says if you'll purchase 5 boxes of Longevinex, which is the resveratrol product, at the regular price of $36.95 a box, and you mention that you heard about this from Dr. Stan, he'll give you an additional 5 boxes of the product free when you pay for the shipping. And let me tell you, we've taken this regularly. We provide it to a number of our friends. We think this is the greatest deal I've ever seen. So call them at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. Mention Dr. Stan, and you'll be able to get 10 boxes of Longevinex for the price of 5 boxes. And you'll never get, it's a temporary order. I don't know how long it'll be offered. So let me suggest it to you. I think it's a great product. And then, of course, if you're interested in knowing more about the financial situation, you need to get our little pamphlet called The History of Money. And then, of course, you want to get the more up-to-date pamphlet. It's called The Financial Meltdown. And it goes how the Federal Reserve System actually precipitated the whole current financial process. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You'll want to hear my talk on the financial tsunami. And it was given about 2 years ago, but we told you exactly what was going to happen. It's unfolding today. So if you'd like to get the financial tsunami, either the talk on CD or video or the syllabus, and we recommend the syllabus that goes with it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also recommend the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and you'll learn that the Federal Reserve is not a branch of government. It's a privately owned central bank created by bankers for bankers to enrich bankers and to impoverish the people. And then, of course, the book of the fiat money inflation in France, which tells what happened in France in 1789. And as you read that book, it's like deja vu all over again. Now, how do we understand what's really going on? Well, there are powerful spiritual forces which are at work. And, of course, they're actually withholding so much information. Did you ever wonder why one in every two people in America, every two or three people in America gets cancer, whereas a little over a decade ago it was one in 33? Well, there are all sorts of things that they're doing to increase the cancer in our people, including many of the chemicals, many of the products you're going to find in the air, and they're actively withholding treatments for cancer. And if you haven't read the Fitzgerald Report, you'll find it at radioliberty.com. It's an article that appeared in the Congressional Records in 1955. 1955, they had all these treatments, and they've been suppressed ever since then. And, of course, you go to our website, radioliberty.com, read the Fitzgerald Report, which we've produced, that has been suppressed. In fact, nobody had a copy until we were able to get it from the Congressional Record, because it always gave the wrong date, so nobody could find it. Well, we tracked it down, thanks to our good friend, Dr. Dennis Keddie. And then again, let me once again mention that if you'd like to get that special offer on Longevinex, that's Longevinex, and, of course, it's only going to be for a short period of time. You can get 5 boxes of Longevinex at the regular price of $36.95 a box. Mention Dr. Stan, you'll get 5 boxes free. And, of course, you pay the shipping, but it's a great deal. The number to call, 866-405-4000. 866-